My name is Jeff Earhart. I am the founder of Main Coast Sea Vegetables in Franklin. My company really doesn't harvest rockweed at all, so I don't want you to think that we're not talking about seaweed here, because seaweed includes rockweed, and actually there are 11 other species in the coast of Maine that are being harvested commercially. Main Coast Sea Vegetables is specialized in five of those, none of them being rockweed, but all of them very valuable and definitely needing protection, needing careful stewardship. The reason I believe this bill is important to pass is because I want to ensure that my 40-year-old company will be around for another four decades or more. And I want to make sure that my 18 year-round employees have plenty of seaweed to process and sell with the potential for growth. In my small town, we are actually the largest employers and a major part of the community. And when I first started, we were the weird seaweed people. So things have changed. We now buy from dozens of seasonal harvesters, and I want them to have a reliable and sustainable resource to go back to every year. Many are displaced fishermen and don't want to be part of another fisheries decline. They've seen what's happened in the other fisheries, and they see seaweed as an excellent opportunity to be part of a well-managed resource. As you may know, and as Senator Damon pointed out, the Asians eat a lot of our products, our urchins and our elvers, and they eat a lot of seaweed. And up till now, they have not been eating seaweed from the North Atlantic, but their waters are now becoming more suspect to radiation pollution and other chemical pollution. And I've had some of the elver and urchin buyers inquiring, what's the seaweed look like out here? How much can you get us? And actually, they're talking truckloads of dried seaweed, which I've definitely refused because I feel that's a scale in which we're not ready for. But my biggest nightmare is to see a seaweed processing ship anchored just offshore who, for really a $50 license, could go in at this point and take almost anything they want with no limits except leaving 16 inches of rockweed. So we really do need to protect ourselves at that level. And this is another reason why I believe this bill needs to be passed and a statewide multi-species bill needs to be implemented. Also, over the years, I've developed a lot of value out of the seaweeds that are here in the coast of Maine. I don't think you realize you hear about rockweed going for pennies a pound, perhaps, which is not true, actually, because there are a lot of value-added uses of rockweed that are very high in value. The other seaweeds along the coast are even perhaps more valuable. Some of us will speak to their value as medicine, some of it in the cosmetic industry. Some of it goes into the natural and organic natural food stores across the country. That's my particular niche. That's a very strong market, and it's growing at a double-digit rate. And I want to be sure that we can supply that market without taxing the resource, without jeopardizing this the values of the seaweed. Healthy food is in everybody's mind. Seaweed is a very healthy food. In fact, in that bag, if you dare, probably some of our seaweed. I don't know where Senator Damon found his seaweed, but it might have been one of our products. That is one of our products. That kelp, for instance, is harvested mostly from the down east Addison area. one of my main harvesters I wish would have come today. His name's Ron Hinkle, but he's getting ready for the upcoming season. He goes to work very shortly. I also am chairing the Seed Management Plan Working Group that is in the process of making recommendations to Commissioner Kelleher for a better statewide plan for all species. We're trying to learn from the Cobbs Cook plan and take its best elements, but also we see that there's some flaws and we really need to polish that plan considerably. And I'm convinced, though, that the Department of Marine Resources is committed to manage this valuable resource wisely, and passage of this bill will ensure its success. So please put this bill through. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Senator Johnson.
I'd also be happy to answer questions at the workshop that's coming up. I don't know if that's scheduled yet or not. But
that was going to be my question. Since you're the Seaweed Management Plan Working Group might, you know, that work might be of interest to us, I was wondering if you'd be available for a work session.
It would depend on the day, unfortunately. Yeah. But do you have a date yet?
It is the 27th.
I'll do my best. I'll take a look at my book.
Afternoon as well. Thank you.
Thank you.